Today's daf is daf gimel. So we started this whole sugya, this discussion of why we had the order of the mishnayos. The mishnah had started off talking about kinuyim and went on to give examples of yados instead. And the mishnah had said it was a chesur mechzer, really meant to say kinuyim, introducing yados, and then start giving examples of yados. We had the concept of ABBA, other places have ABAB, and then Gemara ended up concluding that there's no real rhyme or reason. Sometimes they do this way, sometimes they do that way. So now we're three lines down on Gimel and Aleph. Gemara says Ibai Seima. Another suggestion of why the Mishnah had presented in that order was Yados Aidi de Asin Midrasha Mifarshlun Beresha. Since the Yados was learned out through a drasha, it's more chaviv, and they wanted to teach it first. We have this concept in a number of places because something was learned a drasha's chachamim is chaviv alav, so they wanted to presented at least the explanation of it first. So even though we mentioned kinuim first in the introduction, and then we mentioned yados, in terms of explaining, elaborating, giving examples, they wanted to elaborate on the yados first, since that was chaviv to them. So the Gemara says, "Liftach hadin bereisha." So if it's so chaviv, if yados are so chaviv because it's learned out from a drasha, so why not introduce it first? So have teach yados first, give the example again, rather introduce yados, kinuim, and then start explaining yados. Since yados is merchavav, it should be first both in the introduction and in the explanation. So the Gemara explains, miftach pasach b'kinuim, we start off in the introduction of kinuim first, because that's the deraisa bereisha. And then hadar, once we start explaining things, mefarish yados de'asinle midrasha gezernta. So again, we start, the introduction is that which is deraisa we mentioned first, and then that which is more chaviv to them, we start explaining first. So the two different svaras here. I'm not sure why the introduction goes based on deraisa and the explanation goes based on that which is more chaviv, but that's what the Gemara concludes.
The conclusion, or it's another opinion?
But it's another opinion. So the Gemara now says, this all makes sense if you assume kinuyim as lashon nachum, it's the languages of the umas olam, in which case it has a din of a deraisa to them. They're all dinei deraisa. So that's why the Gemara says we teach kinuyim first as the introduction because kinuyim are deraisa. Ella, if you hold like Reish Lakish, Laman Damar Lashon Shebadu Lehem Chachamim, the Yos Noderbal, it's this whole database of words that the Chacham had created, it's only a Din Dirabanam, Ma'ik Lememar. So how are you going to explain this? Why are Kinuim presented first if Kinuim are not in fact the Raisa, but they're actually Midirabanam? So So as you look at the Mifar Rashi for a second, even though it's not Rashi, still it's important to see Rashi in conscious to the Ram. Rashi says Ma'ik Lememar. Hechi matzi amris yados aidi di asina midrasha ha tervayu ben yados ben kinuim midrasha asin di midirbanan nidhu. If you assume that kinuim are also midirbanan, it's a lashon shabadu chachamim, so why do you choose to place, to present kinuim before yados if they're both really dine dirbanan? So Rashi is assuming right now that, and the Farish is assuming that lashon shabadu chachamim means din dirbanan. If you look over at the Ran around 10 narrow lines up, Ma'ik Lememar. The Ran says Ma'ik Lememar in explaining Lashon Shebadu Chachamim, he says De Afa Gav De Midoraisa, even though they're Deraisa, Nami Heim Kimoshi Kasafti B'Mishasenu. Like he taught us yesterday's Daf Beis Amun Aleph, that even according to Reish Lakish, Lashon Shebadu Chachamim is a Din Deraisa. Afilu Hachi, still nonetheless, Einan Pshutin Yosem Yados. They're no clearer than that of Yados. Kideshi Yaschil Bahem, that you should start with them. Adrabba, Yados Pshiti Tfeit Asa Midrasha. It's actually Yados are clearer or more obvious than that of the of Kinuyim. So the Ran is assuming Kinuyim, according to both Reish Lakish and Yochanan, are both actually Dine Deraisa. So he has to therefore reinterpret this Gemara. It's not an issue of Dirbana versus Deraisa. It's about which is clear. And apparently Yados are clear because Yados, at least you make a sentence. You're using the actual language. You're saying, you know, let me be a Nazir or let me too or whatever is missing. Yados, as opposed to a Kinoi, are strange words like Koneim and Koneich and Koneis, really strange words, which are slang, which really make no sense. So again, very important though, that the Ran says it's a Din Deraisa. Now the Tosas
also.
Yados
are also deraisa, right? Because they're asim yidrasha.
The yados are also right. They're interesting question. The question is whether those are real drasha or not. We're going to get to those later on in Daf Vavar. So they start talking about yados when it comes to neder and kedushin and peya. Are they all based on drashas? I'm not sure if they're based on drashas. Let's see, where's the Gemara for? I know in Daf Vav it starts talking about Yados in terms of other applications.
So when it says Yados Asim Midrasha here, that means some of them are Asim
Midrasha. Right, I guess the question is, here, the Gemara does bring actually Drasha based on Peah. So if assuming those Drashas are real Dine Deraisa, so then that's, the question would be, according to Rashi, Rashi in the Tosa also says this, it should be that Yados come first because Yados are actually Deraisa. But the Gemara, which initially says that Kinuim are Deraisa, doesn't entertain the fact that Yados are Deraisa. So why not? That's the question. Exactly, that's an Asmachta. Right. So we have to see when we get there. Is there anything in the introduction in the article about Yados being Deraisa or Derabanan? Let's see. Here we go, Yados. Okay, I'm not mentioning anything here whether it's the Derais or Derban in the beginning, but I guess we'll keep that in mind. But certainly the simple reading of the Gemara is that only Kinuim are Deraisa, not the Yados. But the fact that the Ram brings the Drasha, that Yados are learned from a Drasha, may indicate that it is actually a Deraisa. So something to keep in mind. Okay. Now, the Tosas also brings two opinions here, whether or not Lashon Shabbat Chachamim is a Din Deraisa or a Din Derban. We could read that Tosas in quickly. See top Tosas, Dibra Maschel, Ela Laman, Da Amar, Lashon Shabbat Chachamim. The Maide Barshin Masis, and that which Tosas taught us on Beis Malafa, we didn't see this together, I don't think. Titakinu Chachamim Shaloshon Shiyu Moil Vachal Alem Min HaTorah. Chachamim were able to be Masaki in these languages, and it had an effect on a Deraisa level. So, which is, by the way, an interesting concept, the Chachamim could create things in a Deraisa level. It's similar to Kinyanim, this whole discussion, the Ketos and others, that even though there's certain Kinyanim that are only Dine Derabanan, they could still result in Deraisa effects. They could create a Kedushin, they could create other types of things that have Deraisa impacts. So if you assume that what Tosas taught us in Beis Amin Aleph, that really Lashon Shabbat Chacham is a really Din Deraisa, how are you going to explain Pshat in the Gemara here? Yesh Lomar, Tosa says, Mikol Makom Ein Dinim Pashit Yosim Yados, as the Ran said, the Din of Kinuim are not more obvious than that of Yados. Ubedin Hayalak Dimo Amai Lok Dimo. So really, it should be before, and unclear what he means by that. There's some Girsa issue there, it seems. Yeah, the point down at the bottom is Magir's issue. But then Tosa quotes another opinion. Ode Omer Rabbeinu Yechiel, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Rabbi Yechiel, Rabbi Yitzchak, B'shem Rabbi Yechiel, D'bi Yushalmi Isa Behedi L'man Damar Lashem B'Shabbat Chacham, Ha'eno Mevi Karbon Al Kinoi Niziros, V'Kinoi Niziros Eino Kinazir El Inin Malkos. Says the Rabbi Yechiel that Lashon Shabbat Chacham is a din derabanan. If a person takes upon himself a neder mederabanan or naziris in these Lashon Shabbat Chachamim and kinuyim, it will not result in karbanos because it's not a din deraisa. So you see, there's a machlokus here within Tosfos whether these kinuyim are derabanan, but whether they can create dine deraisa. That's a machlokus here. And what the Rabbeinu Yechiel says at the end here, that kinuim only affect malchus, they don't affect karbanos. The Brisker Rav explains the malchus that he refers to as malchus mardus. Since we're talking about Dina Dirban, it has to be malchus mardus. So that's the machlokus here about, well, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kinuim are certainly deraisa. According to Reish Lakish, who understands Lashon Shabbat Chachamim, this machlokus is shown on whether it's a din deraisa or a din derban. Fine. So, that being the case, if you assume that they're Dine Derabanan, or at least they're Deraisa, but less obvious than Yados, so then why are Kinuim taught first? So the Gemara says, Mika Tani Yados. Wait a second, let's backtrack for a second. Does the Mishnah actually ever say anything about Yados? It gives examples of Yados, but never says Yados Nidarm Dami. Vilav Chasur Kam Mechsers. Didn't we say before, yesterday's daf, that there's something missing? So when we rewrite the Mishnah, let's rewrite the order. Aktim nami v'tani yados, kol yados nidarm kinadarm, v'kol kinui nidarm kinadarm. When we put yados into the Mishnah, which was missing, let's say first, yados kinuim, and then explain yados and then kinuim. Why do we have to say kinuim and then add in yados as the presentation? And then go on to say, v'eluhin yados ha'omer l'chaveru v'eluhin kinuim konim konech v'kones. So very simply, once we're missing Yados in the Mishnah, at least the introductory line of Yados, let's rewrite it as follows. Yados nidarma like nidarm, kinuim nidarma like nidarm, and let's explain Yados are as follows, and nidarm are as follows.
Where do kinuim get from?
What do you mean, where do they get
from? It doesn't mention in the Mishnah.
The Mishnah mentions so, kinuim, yeah. Yados are not mentioned.
I'm sorry, yeah. Yados,
yeah. So Yados, we'll have to see later on, the Gemara is going to explain the source of this.
I mean, how it all started, I'm lost track. about the Yadut and Kinuim.
Well, we said the Ran said that there are three types of nedarim. Okay. This Ikar nedarim is hatfasa, or not hatfasa, but you take it upon yourself. I'm taking a nether upon myself. You say, I want to take a nether that this piece of bread is usher to me. That's number one. Number two is a kinoi. I don't say nether, I say something strange like koneim or konech or something. Yeah, which is, you know, kinuim, a slang, a alteration of the word. And yados are where I say something, I don't say a full sentence. That was the examples at the end of the Mishnah, mojani lechav. It's separate from me. It doesn't really clarify what's separate from me. So you're missing, it's a handle. We said a handle of a pot, but not the actual pot. So it's a handle of a nether, but not the actual nether. So that's yados. So that's the third category. Okay, so the Gemara asks now, to Reuven's question, what's the source of Yados? Yados heichaksiv. So where is Yados written, and where do you find the drasha that Yados is such a concept? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Ish ki yafli lindor nether, nazir lasir lashem. This week's parsha. So the person takes a nether upon himself, and he wants to become a nazir. Vitanya, the Brisa explains, nazir lahazir lasos kinui, naziros kinaziros, viyados. So there's some issue here with the Girsos here. If you look at the Ran explains, here we go, two wide lines down. It says, Hachi Garsinan. Hachi Garsinan lasos yados naziros kinaziros. That to make the yados, the handles of naziros, like naziros themselves, the lo garsinan kino naziros kinaziros, that line in the Mishnah shouldn't really be there, and the Brisa shouldn't be there. The concept of kinuim is actually not learned out from Sukkim. It's learned out from Lashon Shabbat Chachamim, or it's established based on languages. But there's no source for kinuim. Like we just said, if it's the languages, you don't need a pasuk. That's how people speak. Then the Chachamim created this database of words. It's not based on Sukkim. So you have to erase these words from the Brisa. Now let's reread this Brisa and say as follows. Again, Yados Heichaksiv. What's the source of Yados? Ish kiyafli lindor nether nazir lasir lashem. A person takes a nether to become a nazir. It seems very repetitive. Some extra words there. Lindor nether, nazir lahazir. And the Tanya, the Brisa explains, nazir lahazir means lasos, and we're taking out the words kinoi naziros kinaziros, shouldn't be there anymore. It should really read lasos, the next line, lasos yados naziros kinaziros. The extra words tell me that not only is taking upon myself, I want to become a nazir means I'm a nazir, but even a yad, whatever that means, even a yad of a nazir will create a naziros as well. So, ain li ella b'naziris. This whole pasuk, this week's parsha is talking about naziris. B'nedar minayin. How do I know that yad also works for nedarim? If I say a fragment of a statement, it will create a nether. Tamalomer ish ki yafli lindor nether nazir l'Hashem. When a person takes a nether to become a nazir, we have a hekesh of nether to nazir. Ma naziros asa bo yados naziros ki naziros. Just like when a person takes upon himself a naziris, and he only says the yad of the naziris, only part of the statement, it's as if he took upon himself full naziris. Af nedarim asa behem yados nedarim ki nedarim. So too, a person says a fragment of a nether, it will also create a full nether. And then in the reverse as well, we're going to learn ma nedarim. We have something by nedarim, which is going to teach us something by naziris. Ma nedarim over bebal yechel bal ta'acher. Af naziros over b'bal yechel v'bal ta'acher. So what are these two isurim? What's b'bal yechel, what's b'bal ta'acher? So the Ran tells us, if you look three wire lines down in the Ran, the last two words of the Ran there, he says, man nedarim over b'bal yechel v'bal ta'acher. Im amar kiker ze alai, ike b'bal yechel. If a person says, this piece of bread is usher to me, and a person doesn't keep his word, he violates the isur b'bal yechel. If he takes upon himself to bring a carbon, then he violates the Isser Bal Tacher. Bal Tacher is about delaying something, as the word indicates, acher, to delay. If you indicate bring a carbon, then you violate Bal Tacher. Bal Yecha means you mechal your words, you desecrate your words, you do not keep your word. Nothing about delay of time. So Bal Tacher applies to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, brings a whole list of drushes. It applies to Karbanos, it applies to even Tzedakah, it applies to Peah, applies to Ola, Shlom, and Pesach, all types of Karbanos and Nedarim are under Bal Tacher. When it comes to a person making a statement and he violates that statement, that's Isser Bal Yechel. There's actually Machlokas Rambam Ramban about the Bal Yechel. When a person violates the Isser Bal Yechel, the Rambam says, just like Bal Tacher, when does one violate Bal Tacher? Shoshu Regalim. Mm-hmm. Remember, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings like six opinions, right. Three Regalim in order, three Regalim from Sukkot, three Regalim from Pesach, maybe one Regalim, maybe two Regalim. We pass in three Regalim. So the Rambam says, so too by Bal Yechel, it also, after three Regalim, a person says
falls
something.
At the same time.
Falls it.
He gets a double.
Well, Baal Tacher wouldn't apply to a neder iser. Let's say I take. Let you have to think of a good example. Let's say not eating this kikar won't be really subject to the shlosh regalim, because if I don't eat it, it's only if I do eat it I violate the iser. It has to be something where if I don't accomplish it, it's going to be a violation of the iser. So I'm not sure of a good example that there's not going to be overlap of Baal Tacher Baal Yechal. But if you think of something that he takes upon himself that's not a karbon, and he three regalim pass and you haven't kept to your word, you violated the iser Baal Yechal.
And not Baal Tacher.
Right, not Baal Tacher. I don't think there's an overlap. The Ran seem to separate them entirely. Other Rishonim might include think there's an overlap.
Okay.
The Ran thinks they're completely separate. So I can't think of a good example right now. But the Ramban there in his Hasagos argues in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, he says, no, the person violates Baal Yechal, nothing to do with three regalim. Baal Yechal is a completely different iser than Baal Tacher. You violate the iser of Baal Yechal once a person doesn't keep his word. So whatever that is, if a person, you know, says I'm going to
learn
tomorrow, take a nether to go somewhere. So whether that works or not, I'm not really sure. We have to figure out how Nedarim Shvuas work. But let's say it's a nether. So if a person lives his whole life has not gone there yet, it's not until he dies, I guess, that he violates the Baal Yechal issue.
Or if he puts a date.
If he builds a date in, well, then even the Rambam would seemingly think it's okay. Let's say
he says, you know.
No, I think the Gemara is going to give examples anyways of Baal Yechal. So let's forget. Yep. Fine. Whatever the answer is it Baal Yechal also totally on Shlosh Regalim like Baal Tacher, or it's completely independent of it? And only when a person violates that, whenever that is, he violates the Isser Baal Yechal. So the Gemara says again, we have a hekesh of Naziris to Neder. So just like, again, Naziris, they have a concept of the Yados, and Yados is learned out from the extra words Lahazir, Nazir Lahazir. So Tumai Nedarim there exists the concept of Yados. And also, for the other way, we learn from Nedarim, just like by Nedarim, there's an Isser, Baal Yechal, Baal Tacher, depending on Nidir Isser versus Nidir Karbon. So Tumai Naziris, back to the Gemara, Af Naziris, over Bebaal Yechal, U Bebaal Tacher. Now, seemingly by Nazir, both of them would exist at the same time. You can't have a separation. There's one Nazir. There's no two Naziros. So, seemingly, there is an overlap. You would violate both the Surim of Baal Tacher and Baal Yechal by Naziros. But the Gemara is going to explain. Now, further, another thing we learn from the Hekesh is, Ma Nidarim Ha'av Mefer Nidir Bito. A father can be Mefer his daughter's Neder, and a Baal Mefer Nidir Yisho, and a husband may be Mefer his wife's Neder. Af, so too, when it comes to Naziris, Ha'av Mefer Naziris Bito, Ubal Mefer Naziris Ishto. So too, a father may be Mefer his daughter's Nazir, and her husband may be Mefer the wife's Naziris as well. That's the other halacha from the Hekesh.
Do we consider Naziris not a nether? Is Naziris like a whole different concept, or is it a type of nether that since it's together, we would have thought that should be separate?
It's a very specific type of nether.
But it is considered a nether.
Right. The question is, are there any halachic ramifications of it being a nether, not being a nether? Yeah. It sounds like it's it says
because it's nether nazir.
Lindor nether nazir Lashem. Right. It's a very specific type of nether.
It's sub nether.
So
because what's a havemina that the husband wouldn't be able to be made for the wives.
Right. Why would you think not if nazir is really a nether? It's classified as a nether, so why would you think otherwise?
Right.
The Talmud seems to indicate the fact you need that teaches me that it's not a nether.
Right, like
but then you could say, that's
itself.
Maybe in the Havmina you might think that it is not a nether. Now the question is, what does the Hekesh teach us? Does the Hekesh teach us, above these halachas, does it also teach us further that it's also now a nether? The Havmina was that it wasn't a nether. Now the Hekesh might teach us that Naziris actually is a nether, and that's why we carry all these halachas through.
Maybe the bigger chiddush is that we're learning neither from Naziris and not so much such a big chiddush Naziris from neither.
If that were to be the case, then the Gemara wouldn't have to go through the Hekesh in both directions.
But sometimes they do, and they say that, you know, that they came to teach us more one than the other one.
The you have a Nazir in there, Adam? Sorry. Did you write?
Yeah.
On Beis Amun Aleph, the Gemara asks about why we have the order of the Masechtas and Seder Nashim. You have it also probably. So I believe it connects Nazir to Neder. I think it addresses this question of why Nazir comes after Nedarim, because both has to do with Nedarim. I don't remember the language the Gemara uses.
So we'll wait 90 days.
Let's see what this is. And certainly Tota talks about it. I also thought Nazir talks about this. Here. Right. Michtei Tanim B'Seder Nashim Kai. My time of Tani Nazir. Why do they teach Nazir here? Tiksi, why is connected to Nazirus? But I don't think, okay, maybe in Sota then. Sota definitely. Sota says, because after, why is Nidarm after Ksubas? Because at the end of Ksubas we spoke about Nidarm. Let's see. Right, I did the Tana Ksubas, the Tana Hamadir teaches the Perek Hamadir in Ksubas, therefore we teach Nidarm after Ksubas. The ID, the Tani Nidarm, we teach Nazir, the Dumri Linadarm. It's similar to Nidarm.
So it's not
similar, the same.
Right.
Okay, there's no Rashi here. Okay, so it's similar. So from the language of the Beis Ma'alf and Sota, it sounds like they're just similar, not exactly the same. Okay. Okay, the Gemara now says, Na Maishna Gave Nazirus Dichsiv Nazir Lazir. So we made the drasha. What was the drasha that Yados works by Nazirus? Because it had this double lashon of Nazir Lehazir. So it's the extra word of Nazir Lehazir. Does the Ran comment on that? Right. If you just look at Rashi, the Ran just for this drasha for a second, 6 wide lines down. Dichsiv Nazir Lehazir. Delava Orche Dekrahachi. This is not the normal way that the Torah writes. Dele Olam Hamakor Kodem. El Shem Hapula Kedichsev Lesser Isser. You should say your create the verb should be before the noun to aser an isser, to create an isser ulakaim kaldavar, to be makaim, to fulfill every action. But to say a nazir should be created, you should create a nazir backwards. Doesn't make sense to say the nazir through lahazir. You don't say the verb after the noun.
It's like the hazir nazir.
Right. So the fact that it changes the order around tells us that that's the drasha. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says again, Maishna, maybe that's the answer already. Let's see. Maishna Gavin Nizir Stichsiv Nazir Lazir, Nidarm Nami Ksiv Lindor Nether. It says seemingly a double Lashon. The Hekesh Lamali. Also, I guess I read that rhyme was probably part of the answer. So, why need for the Hekesh? By Nidarm, it also has a double Lashon of Lindor Nether. So, the Gemara answers, Ikasiv Nether Lindor. If it taught Nether, the noun before the verb, Nether Lindor, Kidikasiv, you're right, we would have had the same drasha by Nidarm. But Nezer Lahazir Kidkamris, like you said, below Tsuyah Hekesha, and you wouldn't require a Hekesh. But Hashadikhsiv Lindor Nether, Dibra Torah Kloshim Adam. The Torah spoke, use the language that people speak. You say the verb before the Nether. You took upon yourself a Nether. You were Noder a Nether. But it doesn't say that by Nazir, so we only had a Joshua by Nezer.
Not considered Kafel.
Exactly. Well, I'm not sure if the issue is Kafel. I thought the initial Joshua was the fact that. Right, initially it was kafel. Then the Gemara says it's not an issue of kfelus here. It's an issue of changing the order around. That's the real drasha. And that is only true by Naziros, but by Nidarm it's not the case. Okay. Fine. Gemara says further now, Hanichal man damer, this all makes sense. Hanichal man de isle dibra Torah kolashim in Adam. This all makes sense that Lindor Nether is not a drasha. If you assume that the Torah was actually written in the way that people spoke. But El Alman de Lesley Dibre Torah Kalashim Adam, those who don't think that the Torah speaks in the way that people speak, Hai Lindor Nether my Abulay, then the double Lashon is actually going to require Joshua. So just look at the bottom Rashi for a second, the last Rashi, Lo Dibre Torah Kalashim Adam, if you assume that the Torah doesn't write the way people speak, to Cholhecha de Kasiv Yisur, there's an extra Lashon, Ki Hagavna Le Joshua Kasi, there must be a Joshua, Velo Mishum de Mishtai Blashim Adam. Torah doesn't speak, doesn't write the way that the people speak, and therefore Lindor Nether is actually a double Lashon. So what's the Joshua to be made from Lindor Nether? So says the Gemara answers, My Avile, Darish Le La Sos Yados Nidarim Kinadarim. So really, Lindor Nether is actually the source that Yados is also applies to Nidarm. And it's not used from the Hekesh. You don't need the Hekesh anymore. It says, Nazir Lahazir, to teach me Yados applies to Nazirus. And it says, Lindor Nether, to teach me Yados applies to Nidarm. So the Gemara asks, so if they each have their own independent source of Yados, so Mafkish Nazirus Linadarm, so what's the point of the Joshua? What's the Hekesh? So Nazir Lahazir Darishle, I'll say it one second here. Let's read again. El Amandi list like Lesley Dibre Tarlash Ladam Highlander Nether My Avilay Darish Le La Asos Yados Nidarm Kindarm. So Makish Naziros the Nidarm Nazir Lahazir Darish Le. So maybe the part of the question. I mean, you don't need the. So you need now that you have a Hekish of Naziros to Nidarm, that Nazirus also has Yados now. So then what do you learn from the words Nazir Lahazir? Then that word becomes extra. Again, okay, right now we're saying the source of Yados is really from Nedarim, according to this Pshat. That Lindor Neder is extra, and therefore we learn Yados from Lindor Neder. And then through the Hekesh, we apply that same Yados to Nazirus. So now the question becomes, so what do you learn from the words Nazir Lahazir? So answer the Gemara, Darish Le, we learn from this drasha Milamed, to teach us, going on top of Gimel Merbez, Sheha Naziros Chal Al HaNaziros. That one Naziros could be Chal on top of another Naziros. Meaning what? Look at the top Ran.
Right. Here the question, I think, is more that, according to this, it reverts the order. Meaning that, Nedar, when we're talking about Yados, Nedarim, it goes more on Nedarim.
Nedarim's the source now,
right? So
and we use the Hekesh to apply it to Nazirus,
right? So what's it's learning Nazirus from Nedarim as opposed to Nedarim from Nazirus.
And then we have the question: so what's Nazir Lazir? What's that coming to teach us? And now the Gemara says to teach us this concept of Nazirus Chal Aha Nazirus. What does it mean Nazirus Chal on top of Nazirus? So says the Ran, Kigon Damar Harini Nazir. Person says I'm taking upon myself Nazirus Hayom today. Harini Nazir Hayom. He says it twice. The law meaning we don't say dilasagi le b'shloshim yom. It's enough that he keeps 30 days. 30 days is the bare minimum of being a nazir. So el tzarch livno shtei nazirus. He says it twice. He needs to take upon himself two cycles of nazirus. Da'inu shishim, a total of 60. But nafkale, that's learned out from midichsev nazir lahazir, the double lashon kolmar kishakiba lios nazir efshe lo lahazir od. When the person's a Nazir, he could still be Lahazir. A Nazir can be Lahazir. You don't have to be a non-Nazir, whatever that means, a Tzar, let's say, to take a Nazirus. Even a Nazir may take upon himself Nazirus as well. Now, the drasha, by the way, for a Nazirus, the minimum of being Nazirus, is based on the word, the Gemara here, I think it's Nadarim, if not here, it's Nazir, Mesechus Nazir and Mesechus Tanis both say, and Sanhedrin, that Yehiyeh is a Gematria of 30. Yeh is a Gematria of 30 to tell us that the Stam Naziros is 30. One of the few places we find the Gematria in the Gemara. So the Gemara now says, Uleman Damar Dibra Torah Kalashim Bin Adam. So the opinion who thinks that the Torah actually does write the way people speak, and therefore Lindor Neder is not a Chiddush, there's no Drasha to be made there. So Nazir Lahazir Darish Lahasos Yados. So now the words Nazir Lahazir is the source of Yados, Naziros, Kinaziros. And then we have the Hekesh of Naziros to Nadarm, that Yados apply as well. Then the question becomes, how does this opinion learn Sheha Naziros, Naziros Chal Ahal Naziros? How do they know Minale? What's the source that a Nazir may in fact take Naziros? So answer the Gemara, Hanicha I Savrile Kiman Damar E Naziros Chal Naziros. If you hold like the opinion that says you cannot, actually a Nazir may not take Naziris upon himself. If he's already a Nazir, you can't take an additional Naziris. Then everything's okay. There's no need to look for anything. That's not a halacha. But if you do hold that Naziris is chal on already existing Naziris, what's their source? Again, Lindor Nether doesn't exist as a drasha because they hold of a Lashon B'nei Adam. So what's their source that Naziris can be chal on Naziris? So let's just look at the Ran for a second. This machlokas here about Naziris Chal and Naziros. You see, Rashi, the Ran, Hanicha Isvirle, Ein Naziris Chal and Naziros. The Afagav, Dilakama, Beperk, Beis, Dafyut Ches, Asikna, we conclude. Dilakhuli Alma, Hecha, the Amar, Hare, Alai, Shte, Naziros, Mona, Shishim, Yom. Everybody agrees in conclusion that you can. So why is the Gemara even entertaining this possibility that Ein Naziris Chal and Naziros, Umok, Minin, Laha, Kra, the Nazir, Lahazir? Iklamemar, the Hainu Leman the Sri Lay Lo Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam.
Where do you read?
Iran.
Yeah.
That this whole idea, yeah, the Iran's where Tosos is normally. So that whole Gemara, says the Iran, may only be within the world of Ein Torah Lashim Bin Adam. So, Umiyasir Lay Nazir Lahazir, Umoku Lahachi, Val Man Damar Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam. Maybe if you hold that the Torah does speak in the way, or write in the way people speak, therefore there is no extra letters, extra words, maybe they would assume that there is a Naziris Chala Naziris. So Ran makes a very, very important akimta here. That sugya, which seemingly thinks that everyone agrees that Naziris Chala Naziris, that says the Ran is not so clear, so others may argue. So what's the source? How does this opinion think? What's the source? What's the source again that Naziris is Chal Naziris? If you assume that the Torah is Kalashim Bnei Adam, Minale, says the Gemara, name Akra, the pasuk should have said Lizor. May you help us out with some of the grammar here, David.
My
lahazir, the extra hey there, it should really be yazir, shemasmina tarti. Now, I'm not familiar with the diktok here so much, but lahazir is to create. Lahazir is to for something.
Hey.
Lahalbish.
When we need you.
If I would know, I would say something. I have no idea.
Lizor hainu lahazir behavda'ad hey.
This is not modern Hebrew.
Meaning that Lizor is like Leazir without the hay.
Okay, there you go. So in fact, I'm not challenging the Gemara, but the diktuk, it really should be Lizor and not Lahazir. The extra hay tells us, let's make a drasha. Okay, the Gemara now says, by the way, that was all I think you're reading from the Ran there, okay, which happens often. That was the Ran, Lamakra.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now the Gemara says, B'marav in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Amri, they would say, Is Tana de Mafikle Liados min Lindor Neder? Vis Tana de Mafikle min Kol Hayotu Mipiv Yase? Ah. So in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Yushalmi, let's say, they would learn from others. Some would say that Lindor Neder is a source of Yados, like we saw above one of the opinions. The opinion who holds that Lav Lashem Yadam. And there are those who actually teach just a completely different source, which we haven't seen just yet, that Mafikle, they learn out from the words, Kol Hayotu Mipiv Yase, anything that comes out of your mouth, you should follow. So what does the Ran say here? The Ran says, if you go to the Is Tana de Mafikle min kol yotze min piv yase, the last few narrow lines in the Ran, Hainu, man de isle dibre Torah klosha min adam. The one who thinks that the Torah is written in the way people speak, so Lindor Nether is not available to make a drasha. That's normal. Ulidide, according to them, Tarti shmeina, we learn two things, mina, yados nedarm kin nedarm, v'neder shebatel miktsasa batokulo. There's actually another drasha here to be made. Now, the Gemara doesn't present that drasha, but Kol Yotim Mipiv Yase also tells us, says the Ran, if a person partially annuls one of his parts of his nether, the entire thing is now going to be nullified. Hach Mefarshle B'luk to be Yushalmi, that's what the Yushalmi says. Now, the Afagav Dibimar Rava says the Ran, Lobai Lemejish Melizor Tarte, even though the Yushalmi doesn't want to learn, Ertzot doesn't want to learn the drasha from Lizor Lahazir, Mikol Yotim Mipiv Dirashle de Tervayo Meshmusa de Krav. But from Koyote, they're comfortable using that word. Interesting, just, I'm not sure if this is up the courses or not, but the Yushalmi does not want to make the drasha of Lizor Lazir. Doesn't explain why. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama, anyone learn the first parak Baba Kama, that the very strange Lashon appears in the Mishnah. It says, Chav HaNizek or something, Chav HaNizek. And the word should be Chav HaNizek. Why Chav HaNizek? So the Gemara, the Bavli says that the Yushalmis, I guess David might fit into this nicely, we're not so careful in their diktuk. They just said, even though it really were, there's chayiv, the same thing. They were not so careful. They're not so exact in their language. So I wonder if that's also here also. They wouldn't make drushes of lahazir lizor. It's, there's not so much of a difference. So maybe they weren't concerned of such drushes like that. Just a suggestion. Okay. Fine. Vayit in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Mar. Gemara quotes from what we saw above. Amar Mar, Ma Nidarm over Bebal Yechal Uval Tacher. So just like Nidarm, a person would violate Bal Tacher and Bal Yechal. So Bishma Bal Yechal, Din Nidarm. So now the Gemara is going to explain all the examples. I understand you could find such an example by Yechal, by Nidarm, Mishkachas La, could go into Amar, Kikarzu, Ochel, Lo Achla. A guy says, that's how you get him. I want to eat this, I'm taking another to eat this Kikar. No, sorry, he's rather saying, I will not eat this kikar. I will eat the kikar. That I will eat the piece of bread, and he doesn't eat it, then he's over Mishum Bal Yechal Divaro. Then he goes against his word. He violates his word. So now this is where you plug in the Rambam, the Ramban. The Rambam says, when do you violate it? If three regalim pass and you don't eat the piece of bread, you've then violated the Isser of Bal Yechal. According to Ramban, I'm not sure if at death, if the guy dies without out eating this bread, maybe he violates the Isser then. Or maybe the bread is no longer in existence. He says this particular bread, and it ends up being eaten by somebody else, or ends up being destroyed or burnt. Maybe at that point, the Ramban would say you violate the Isser. Just see the Ran for a second here. Nothing in the Ran. Elalim Bal Yechal, the Naziris, Heicha Mishkachas. How do you find Bal Yechal with respect to Naziris? Kevin Damar Harini Nazir Havelei Nazir. Once he takes upon himself to be a Nazir, he's a Nazir. What's the Bayecha? What's of going against his words? And if you're going to tell me, maybe if he's Achel Kamlei B'Bayechal, if let's say he eats something he shouldn't be eating, a grape, he violates Isser of Bayechal. And let's say Shasta, he drinks some wine. Sorry?
I think it's part of the question, right?
Let's see.
If he ate, that's Bal Yechal, right? That's the...
Exactly. We don't have Bal Yechal. If he ate, so that's the Isser Bal Yechal, not Isser of Yeachel, I should say. Not Bal Yechal. Aleph Chaf, not Ches. It's Bal Yeachel. He violates the Isser of eating, but not that violating going against his word.
Yochel,
okay. And if he shas, if he drinks something, Kamle Bal Yishta, he violates the Isser of drinking Sheikhar and Yain. But he's not, or yeah, Yain, but he doesn't violate the Isser of Bal Yechal, of violating his words. So, says the Gemara, Amarava, Lav or Lav Bishnai, Enachanami, he violates three Isserim. We've seen that before in many places. So when a person becomes a Nazir, and he eats grapes or he drinks wine, he violates two Isserim. He violates the Isser of Nazirus, of not eating grapes and drinking wine, and he violates another Isser, the more general Isser, of Bal Yechal, desecrating literally his words. Okay, I'm just looking at the Ran for a moment here. So if you just look at Rashi, or the Ran rather, the first wide line down, Amar Mar Bechule, Ela Bal Yechal de Nazirus Hechem Ishkachasla. Kolomar says the Ran, Hechem Ishkachasla de Ika Bal Yechal Lechute. How do we ever find that there's just Bal Yechal is the only independent Isser? Is there such a thing? De Kasaka Daitach, de Chihecha de Nadarun Lek Elecha Lav, Hechanami Ben Nazirus. Just like by Nether, when a person violates his words, he desecrates his words, there's only one Lav, no other Lav by Nether. The Gemara thinks also, let's find a situation where there's only one Isser by Nazirus of Bal Yechal. Dilao lav, dilao lo shava hadadik. If that weren't to be the case, then Nadarm and Nazirus would not be equal. So we're trying to find a place where there's only Bal Yechal by Nazirus. Vo near Beinai says around, furthermore, Mishum damrina beper kol shah, the Gemara Pesachim daf chav dalam and beis, dechol hecha deikul midrash darshinam v'lo mokminam b'lav yisera. We don't like to add on multiple lavim. We try to find the drasha. If we're stuck, no other choice, then we'll say okay to be over multiple lavim. But we try not to do that. Okay, then the Ran jumped to the next Ran for a second. Lavor Allah Bashaim, the Gemara ends up saying, Enechanami, they're two Isurim. When another eats grapes, he violates an Isser of eating grapes, and the Isser of Bal Yechal, the more general Isser of Bal Yechal. Says the Ran Kolomar, Dechi Aminan Hachi Beper Kol Shah, when we said in the Gemara in Pesachim that we try to avoid in multiple Lavim in one Maisa, Hani Mili Bedrasha Dekar, that's only referring to making a Drasha in one Pasuk. Aval Hacha, Karcha, Hakish, and Akasa, Lechal Masha, Efshel, Hakish, Osam. Here, as part of the Hekish, we try to be makish everything. I'm not sure what he means by that. Let's just say, what's his answer here? I guess the point is the hekish of Bal Yechal. I mean, what you could have said, we could have said maybe the hekish of Neder Nazir does not carry over the Isser Bal Yechal. Bal Yechal is found in the context of Nadarm. We brought this hekish to draw Bal Yechal to Nazirs also. So maybe what the Ran's saying is, maybe don't bring that Yechal over. Don't say this Isser Bal Yechal. Forget that part. Use the Hekesh for everything else. And the Ran says that we can't, because once it's the Hekesh, the concept is, once you draw this bridge, everything channels through. So that's, we have to therefore apply Bal Yechal to Nazirus, and we try looking for a situation where there's only Bal Yechal by Nazirus. We couldn't find one, so we ended up leaving it as a multiple Isserim. Interesting. Look at the, keep going in the Ran for a second. Mekasheli. Ran has a problem. Kiecha de mokminim ben Nazirus Bal Yechal. Just like we drew Bal Yechal from Nadarm and applied it to Nazirus, Ha'amur ben Nadarm, we took the Bal Yechal of Nadarm and applied it to Nazirus. Noki nami ben Nadarm Bal Yeachel or Bal Yochal Ha'amur ben Nazirus. Let's carry through the Isser of eating ben Nazirus and carry that through to apply the Isser of eating to Nether. So if a guy takes upon himself a nether not to eat this piece of bread, or to eat this piece of bread, and he violates that, let there be another Isser of Isser Achila, just like by Nazirus.
Like
strange question, because Bal Yochal applies to grapes, very specific.
Sure. This, and Nazir, if he eats bread, he also doesn't have to over right. Bal Yochal.
So that's who the Ran answers. So he says, Nichali, makes sense to me, the Bishma Bal Yechal Shaykh Mamish Ben Nazirus Kiddush Shaykh Ben Adarim. They're very relevant. It's a broad category of Bal Yechal. You went against your words. But I think that he's going to answer what we just thought. Aval Bal Yochal lo efshar lo kmi ben Adarim. The Ben Nazirus lo ksiv ela b'achis anavim. Ben Adarim kolim achila v'hanad v'kulu mili. Nazir is very specific to not eating grapes. But the achila by nether, it could be encompassing any type of food a person takes by himself. So therefore, the question doesn't even get off the ground, it seems.
Oh, I see. So I think the question is not... He's asking a question. Let's say somebody makes another, I won't eat at all. So he's only over here bar yachel,
right.
Not bar yochel.
Right.
He's not saying I'm not going to eat the bread. So the hakasha is that, you know, so you would think that he's also over by yochel because he said he won't eat. So he said he won't eat a piece of bread. It's a little bit different that he specifically says a certain item, maybe.
You're saying because since he won't eat anything, that at least includes wine and grapes, let's say, and then maybe everything else could be included?
Right. But it's still not it's not the same, but yeah.
Okay, and the answer he gave was the answer that we thought we'd give. Fine. Back to the Gemara now. Gemara, so now we found the example of Bal Yachel by Naziris, Bal Yachel by Nidarm. So what about Bal Ta'acher now? So asks Gemara four narrow lines up, Bal Ta'acher, the Naziris Heichem Mishkachasla. What's an example of Bal Ta'acher where one delays the keeping of Naziris?
No, I'm sorry, because you could interpret that when somebody says, I am going to be a Nazir, he says, I will not eat grapes.
Yeah, and therefore what?
And therefore, because grapes are kosher. He's not over an Isur.
Well, same thing by Nedarim.
Right. So that's why it's saying. So what it's saying is you could have thought that Nedarim you also are over Bal Yochal, because the same way as grapes are not Asur only by somebody who asks himself to eat grapes, you could have said that also by somebody who doesn't who is asking himself to eat anything.
Right, but
because in both cases there is no Isur only because of the nether causes the Isur.
In a chanami, but the Achila by Naziris is so, which is his answer, but that's
It's so specific to
grapes.
I agree with
the
answer. I'm saying it's not that of the world, the question.
Right. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, Bal Ta'acher de Naziris Heichem Mishkachasla. Where do we find that the Isur Bal Ta'acher delaying and keeping a Naziris, how does that apply to Naziris? Kevin de Amar Harini Nazir. Once a guy says, I'm a Nazir, Havale Nazir. He's a Nazir. So he can never delay anything. I'm a Nazir, it makes you a Nazir right away. What's being delayed? So, Achal, if he eats something, Kamle Babal Yochal. And he eats something, so he violates Isser of eating Naziris, but he hasn't delayed the beginning of the Naziris. He's taken upon himself Naziris, and it works. So says the Gemara, Ba'omer l'ch'she'erza aha Nazir. When I want, when I choose to be, I will become a Nazir. So then, since he says, whenever I decide to be a Nazir, See, Rashi says, Ba'omer l'ch'she'erza aha Nazir. And if he delays, say, so says, I'll be Nazir whenever I decide to be, and three regalim pass, and he doesn't take upon himself Naziris, the Gemara thinks that would be a violation of Bal Ta'acher. Now, V'yamar kishirta leka Bal Ta'acher. Wait a second. If he says, whenever I want to, there's no Isha Bal Ta'acher. Bal Ta'acher only exists when there's a chiv, and he's not fulfilling the chiv. He says, I'm delaying my chiv even. I'm pushing off my initial chiv to become a Nazir. So that won't be a violation of Nazir. Of Bal Ta'acher, rather. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, you know what the example is of Bal Ta'acher by Naziris? Kagon Amar lo iftar mina olam ad she'ehe Nazir. That I will not depart from this world. I will not die until I become a Nazir. Or I cannot leave. I cannot die. I must become a Nazir before I die. That's what he says. De minha hi shaita. The moment he says that, Havale Nazir, Mide, he has to be Nazir right away. There's no delaying. If that's what you say, the Gemara challenges, that's what Gemara says initially. You cannot die until you cannot die without becoming a Nazir.
It seems that, It seems here that Shemashma Shemesha'azu Mechuyav Liot Nazir. It doesn't seem that he becomes a Nazir. Is that from that moment he has a Chiyuv to become Nazir because he won't know when he dies.
So that's, I guess, how the Mefarshim are interpreting this. So the literal understanding of it, let's read this through. When the guy says, Lo iftar min olam ad shaha nazir, din min ahi shaita havale nazir, which literally means he's a nazir right away, but the way it's being interpreted is that the chiv exists right away. He's a chiv to become a nazir right away. Why? He's the guy's 20 years old. He has hopefully a long life ahead of him. Why does he have to the chiv right now? So midi dehave haomer, it's no different than the following case here. We find a number of places in Shas that haomer liisho, guy says to his wife, Hareza gitech, here's your get, Sha'achas kodem misasi. And the get will be chal an hour before, a moment before I die. Asur lechel b'tshuma miyad. This woman, even though she's married to a Kohen, and she was able to eat Shuma, she cannot eat Shuma anymore. Because we see, Alma Aminan kol shayit v'shayita dilma meis. It could be at any moment he's going to die. So any moment he's going to die means the moment before him, that there's already a get with chal. And once it gets chal, she's divorced. And when she's divorced, she cannot eat Shuma anymore. She's not married to a Kohen. So just like by that case, a person says, I want to accomplish something, and it's going to take effect before I die, so she can't eat Shuma, the get chal, or at least besafik it's chal, so to buy Naziros, the chiv exists now, because any given moment he may die, so the Naziros, the chiv, he has to do it right now to make sure he becomes a Nazir before he actually dies. Hachanami says the Gemara, la'alter have a Nazir, damrinan dilma hashemeh. So to hear also, that with respect to Naziros, the Naziros is chal right away, perhaps he might die any given moment. So let's just see this, the last Rashi for a second here. Hachanami la'alter have a Nazir. If he delays it, kim lebebal tacher, he violates itzer bal tacher. Damina that we say dilma b'hashta mois, he might die now. Dihu amar dilo lifter min olam ad dahavi nazir. He took upon himself, he needs to become a nazir before he dies. So min alter right away. But also shah kol alter the garsin haynu al atar. But also makom chemefarsh biyados. Okay, so that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Let's look for a second at this round on the bottom here. Actually, interesting, toast of the rush here on the bottom, actually, it seems. If you look at the rush on the bottom, see the rush, lo iftar min olam ad sha'ahe nazir de min ha'i shaita havali nazir. The rush says that the guy takes upon himself to become a nazir before he dies. Lo she'ahe asr lishos yayim yad. Not to say, this is what you were getting at, Ricky, it's not that he actually becomes a nazir right away, and he's asr to drink wine, kimo adimyon, shemevi mitshuma. It's not a good comparison, because kind of the truma, there actually is there's a change in the way she acts. She can no longer eat truma. But Nazir, nothing's changing. He could still drink wine. So it's not the exact dimyon. The hasam over there by the get case, hasam called shaita v'shaita aminan dilma hashemais. Maybe he dies now. Maybe he dies now. And she can't eat truma, because if she eats truma as a czar, then it's an iser chiyamisa. Aval hacha here, as long as he doesn't say, I'm a Nazir officially, lo chal of Nazir. There's no Nazir, that's chal. So we see there's not quite a comparison here between Shuma and Nazir. So why do we learn from Shuma? Since there's an Isha Shuma right away, Mishum Chashasha, there's a Chashash, Shema Meis, it's not a Vada, it's only Chashash. Hachanami minahishaita roi lo lekabel of Naziris miyad. So too, by the Naziris, it's appropriate for him to take Naziris right away, mishim chashash shema yamas. So the comparison is, it's both something should be done because of a chashash misa, below yikaim dvarv.
Right, because the same way as with Truma, he specifically says an hour before, he doesn't say from the moment I die. So there is always a chance. At this moment, you never know when that he could be over it.
But same thing by Nazir. So even though,
yeah, so that's right. What it's saying. So it's,
exactly,
it's explaining this.
Right. Even though it doesn't result in anything different for the Nazir,
right.
But theoretically there exists this chiyuv, but there's this chiyuv that exists now. Now the Rush goes on to explain further. Afila man damer the palig beperek kol get. Even the opinion who argues. We're not concerned that he's going to die. And if a man says, a Kohen says to his wife, here's your get an hour before I die, she actually may eat Shuma. So, there's no concern. Hacha, when it comes to this case here by Naziris, Lizma Meruba, the Limei Naziris Chashinan. So here's different, though. Because remember, he needs 30 days to become a Nazir at least. So he needed more of that time. So, for that reason, a guy might get sick. So the reason why you're not concerned a person might die, right, most people don't die right away. They get sick a little bit a couple days before him. But if that happens by Nazir, he doesn't have the 30 days to keep his word. So in this case, even that opinion will agree by Naziros. You had the Chiv already exists right now. Hilkach came into Roy Lekabel of Naziros La'alter, since he should therefore take Naziros upon himself right away, im Yisha Naziros of Shlosh Rigon, over the Baal Tacher. Okay. Now, the Rush does note another opinion here, it seems. There's Yesh Mefarshim, Umina Ishaita, Hahavale Nazir, Belashan Kushya. It's really asked in a question form. Actually, we don't need to go through this one.
Is Al Tiachar something specifically that is that is attached to a mitzvah, or is Al Tiachar on anything you say, even though it's not a mitzvah? Let's say you say, okay, I'm not going to drink coffee for a month.
Well, the Baal Tachir is only when there's a...
When there's something for Hektesh, when there's something for a mitzvah, or anything you say, is that considered
bad? Well, it has to be where there's an obligation to do something. Your example of coffee.
It's irrelevant to whether you're doing a mitzvah by it or not.
Correct. It will apply even to Nedarim, like we saw.
To Nedarim that have no connection to any Vedic Abayis or anything.
Right, I believe so. I think all Nedarim are included. I think so. Okay, so I guess we'll call it a day. Shkoyach.
Right, it says, okay.